If we can't say it on the radio, we'll say it in a podcast. Unscripted, unpredictable, and on demand. The Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
Welcome to it. It is another Ask Us Anything Wednesday. What the hell day is it today? We are sitting this Wednesday, March 26th.
Yep.
Wow. Thank you for joining. We really appreciate when you do this, when you download these little things.
And when you ask us anythings with our Ask Us Anythings. What?
Yeah. What?
Send us anything you want to ask, and you can do so. Robbie's very excited because he wants to do another very soon, What You Watching?
Yeah. Yeah, I do like those.
He says every month we should be able to do that.
Probably, yeah.
Is that close together? I'm fine with it, but that's next week because we did it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's kind of like the subclass of Ask Us Anything. It's what you're watching.
Okay.
Right? So maybe one, yeah.
So here's what I'm proposing for Ask Us Anything.
Oh, you're proposing again?
I'm proposing an ask, but not.
How did it go the first time you proposed? Still engaged, eh?
Well, that was the second time, Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
The first time ended.
The first time. I got a good 20 years out of that proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm proposing for Ask Us Anything.
Okay, go ahead.
All right? And it's not coming from any of the messages, with all due respect. I'm proposing I want to ask Robbie anything.
Uh-oh.
Robbie, we started at the very end of the live show today talking to you about your relationship with Janice.
My girlfriend.
What did I say?
Janice.
He was correcting me.
No, well, I'm just clarifying saying, for the people just listening. Some people who have named no idea.
Janice. Just a person named Janice, everybody.
No,
you mind just your own business. No, your girlfriend Janice, right? And like you said, like, oh no, things are great, and it's been 4 months. We haven't met Janice yet, but like when Dylan was seeing Melissa in the first 4 months, there was a noticeable mood lifting. Right? I think you're in a bad place for a while.
I was?
It felt like. I don't know. It just felt, yeah, wow. You felt kind of, I don't know. I just noticed when you started to see Melissa, and we didn't even, I just noticed your mood had improved.
Right.
And then you started talking. It wasn't long after that you were seeing somebody. Mm-hmm. And then it was like very quickly, wasn't it, Robbie, that he was like over the moon for her. And, you know, and then on a regular timeline, I think you guys moved in and are where you are now.
Sure.
But like, you were like, you were just happy, happy, happy. It was nice.
Are you saying he's not happy?
Yeah, No. I'm saying like,
now I feel like I'm not happy.
He went from a place where he was just like,
why are you taking it? Like,
and he wasn't angry. He was, I'm trying to say nice things.
Well, you're sucking at it.
You seemed, well, like anybody when they're happier in their life because something has come into their life that has made them happier, you're that energy translated. We saw that energy. Mm. You weren't terrible before, but you had really good, new, fresh energy.
Okay.
You seemed energized and happy.
Game. Yeah.
You were always happy.
Okay.
You're great. You were just
so
great.
Now I'm not happy?
I don't.
It just seems weird.
I don't want to ask anything.
No, okay, go
I'm
ahead.
I'm not asking anything. I just wanted to see where Robbie's at with this relationship because it's interesting. We haven't met her. I don't feel like he's playing the same game that Dylan did with us, Robbie.
No, not at all.
You're not going to meet her. And then messing around with us, like with having her show up at our sidewalk sale, but not telling us who it was.
Yeah.
And all the, she was like a secret shopper. It was awful.
That was fun, though.
But then we finally got to meet her, and it was amazing. And I like her, and I like to hang out more with you guys, but you don't like hanging out with me.
No, you're allowed to come over at any time.
Get enough of me at work.
Right. No, I
you have to go to Dylan's if you want to hang out.
Yeah. I know. I don't leave the
house.
That's
just your rule, right?
Kind of with
and
everything.
And the problem is it runs into my rule where you have to come to my house to hang out with me. And Robbie's rule where we have to go onto a mountain to hang out with him.
See, the only thing is I do not leave the house unless it's Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
Or going out to eat.
Right.
That's it. That's all. Like I don't like going to things.
Yeah.
I don't like parking. Not a big fan of showing up.
Every time I do a comedy show every weekend, they're like, oh, how come Dylan and Robbie aren't there?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, they don't do anything.
My girlfriend asked last night, actually, can we go see Pepper do his comedy one day?
Yeah.
I said, you can.
Yeah, she's more than welcome.
Right, yeah. And so she's like, oh, you don't, when does he have one? Does he have one this weekend? I was like, I'm not doing it this weekend. She's like, you'll never do it. I'm like, nothing makes me happier than no plans.
I get it. Look, I totally get it. Like, I don't have a comedy show this weekend.
Thank God.
And I turned to my fiance, and we don't have our kids this weekend.
Oh.
And I just turned, and my daughter's in Calgary. And I was like, do we not have anything this weekend?
Yes.
And it took everything in my power because I wanted to be like, oh, we can finally do the garage in the basement. But then I was like, but I want to. But then I'm going to lose out on the nothing.
Yeah.
And she's really good at doing nothing. When she has nothing, she's great at nothing.
Okay. See, my girlfriend also better.
So I don't want to make a plan this weekend.
I wouldn't if I were you. Stay put.
Well, if she wants to come, she's always more than welcome.
She knows that.
She can go to funnyfundraising.ca for the whole calendar.
Yes, no.
Of events that I have coming up.
She wants to go. I just don't want to.
Well, you're always welcome. But
I'm not saying
to.
It's bad. No. Like, she said, I just wanted to know if he's funny. I was like, he is.
It's a fun time. I don't want. I hope you don't get offended that we don't go very often.
I try to stay away. Set. Like, well, it's changed quite a bit since my 40th birthday.
Well, I mean, I've watched it like multiple times and it was the same thing every time. It's, and that's no offense.
No, it's quite different now.
I mean, when I watched Kevin Hart's set was the same that I saw.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
no, I know.
Like
no,
people,
no, no. Yeah.
They perfect their set and they do it.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Well, I'm doing a different. When I did that theater show all those years ago.
Yeah.
I've got a different 45 now. Yeah.
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 Well, we'll come see eventually.
But yeah, eventually. But no, I'm not offended by it. But let her know she's more than welcome to come.
Yes, I've just been trying to say, like, stay away from the nightlife. And I count that as nightlife. People love drinking.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, by doing these shows, like, I don't like the nightlife either. Like, I got home from a show on Friday or on Saturday at 11:30. And I felt like I was dizzy and I had a migraine. And I was like, oh, my God, this is late. That's my life now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they usually end at like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. That's late. I'm in bed by 9:30.
I know,
10.
Right?
Well, the Valentine's Day one was really fun.
Yeah, the Valentine's Day was a different style. But like the ones that end, the reason the shows end at like 9:30, 10 o'clock is because most of the audience is because they're fundraisers for like youth sports and whatnot.
Right.
So they're all parents. They're all us.
You're just
so like, I don't want to be out past 10 o'clock. What are you, out of your mind?
No, you want to be at home.
But then there's always the table that drinks. And they are there forever, right?
Yeah, right to the end.
Because they're not getting out again until next year.
Right.
So they make it count.
Yeah, right.
So what I was thinking, I just want to know more about, and not to pry, not like,
he'll pry.
Obviously, I'll pry, but you just tell me to mind my own business. But just how it's going and why it's going well and what is it about her and how have you noticed yourself change and what does she do? And I'd like to know everything about her. We don't talk about her a lot. And just for random reasons that other things come up, I don't know where your boundaries are with discussing
her. Well, you know me. I don't care.
I just like to know about the people in people's lives and what makes them happy.
Like for me, I have no shame. Like I'm not like doing this job. I'm pretty open. You just got to respect other people.
So just say pass. Just say pass.
Sure.
Okay, Dylan, I don't know if you want in on this.
Yeah, no. My biggest worry and why I don't talk about it in any way is because whenever Robbie has been in a relationship where it's like on the cusp of getting serious.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it normally feels like there's been conversations off the air with Robbie and I where it's just like, she wants me to meet the parents. I'm like, well, yeah, kind of, Robbie. Like, that's the next step. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where people want to go next. Or, she always wants to, like, hang out with me and friends. And, okay, well, Robbie, that's kind of what relationships lead to. Like, and so whenever it gets serious, Robbie kind of always got scared. So I don't want to say anything because in case it's going to the words of serious and there's some scared, but you seem different with this.
Just say pass. That's all you got to do.
All good.
So here we go. Ask us anything. Ask Robbie about his relationship with Janice. Is it, here's question one. Is it 20 questions?
Okay, yeah, right? We get 20. Oh, I like this.
Jesus.
Question one, is it getting serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it already is.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Well, right. Like we're committed.
Haven't met each other's parents.
We haven't.
But 10 questions. It might go a long time. Yeah, 10 questions.
She would like you to meet her parents. Has that been brought up?
Yes. There's going to be.
And have you had the typical Robbie like, oh God.
No.
So this is different than for you.
Well, it's different, and there's a reason. They're giving her a sauna, so I'm going to go help her take it apart.
Awesome! Well, that's why you're in love with her then. Okay, it all makes sense now. Yeah, Robbie loves
a
sauna.
Infrared sauna that
what kind of sauna? Infrared?
It's an infrared one, but it needs to be taken apart and brought over to her to Janice's.
Oh, so. It's like their sauna, and it's like a hand-me-down sauna. Oh, what are they getting an upgraded sauna?
Yes.
What's happening over there? How come you haven't been to their house if they have a sauna?
I just found out.
Oh. What a dream.
But nope, there's been no hesitation. We've talked about it and we're both fine with it. It's just finding the time and, you know.
This isn't a question because I know she doesn't have kids.
No kids.
Or have you guys talked about having kids?
Yeah, we've talked about it. We're both like, we're getting older and we're like, I wasn't really
she
for
the same
us.
Age as you?
She is
41, right?
Yeah, she is 41, so she's a few months older than me.
Okay, okay, so the same age, and you've talked about kids, older. But you've also realized that, like, time's flying by, and it might not be a fit for you?
We both have mums who seem very devastated that we don't have kids.
Right.
Which
don't
is,
do it for other people. Is she an only child, or can mom rely on other children to do it?
But it's just, you know, it's just, it seems, I've been in the dating world, like, I've been single for so long, a lot of women now just don't want to have kids. Mm-hmm. It's just the reality of the modern woman. It's just other priorities, I guess.
Is she career oriented? Is that why?
Or? She's got a good job, and just, we like our freedom. We like the lives that we have, and we hear all the horror stories from our friends with kids. Right? And our friends with kids.
But you also hear the glory stories, right? All the people that tell you, all the friends that you have, and when you have friends that have kids and they tell you don't have kids, it's because they're like, you're our last kind of voyeuristic partner. I love hearing about Robbie's life because I'm like, oh, there's none of that. Mm. Tell me more, Robbie, please.
I
can't anymore. I have to go on a murder spree to get
it. But why did you want kids?
Why did we want kids?
That's what a lot of people say. They have to think about it. I don't know. You just feel like that's because society, that's what you're supposed to do.
Kind of. I mean, that's
why I had kids.
Well, I don't feel like I was forced to have kids.
You just thought
it was
the next step.
I love kids. I wanted to. I mean, to be honest, there's part of me wanted to see what they'd look like.
Well, fair.
I was curious, true, you know. Yeah. I couldn't be happier. I love my kids, and yes. not because you have to, right? No. I always thought for the long time, like, I always felt really, really guilty that the best moment of my life had, because you always hear people who is the greatest, the biggest achievement of my life aside from my kids.
Right.
They like say that. And I'm like, no, that's like number five.
Yeah,
the best moments of my life having kids. Like, I love them. I love them to pieces. It was scary both when they were both born, but like I that whole process might be like from the time that we found out we were pregnant to now. That to me is the best moment of my life, but it's pretty long to call it a moment.
See, but
I love them to death.
The thing that parents and like, because I'm in the situation where
You're in a neat situation.
There's a 14-year-old.
Right.
Right, so it's different. Like, I think the thing that parents, they all talk about, oh, kids are wonderful, but they all forget like how crappy a lot of the early age stages are. Like, because I hear from my sister with my nephew, and they're like, oh yeah, like he was up at 4, and like I don't sleep at all, and all he does is scream, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah,
this is like, when do you convince yourself that this is good?
It's like, look back at those moments.
Like, a hell. And I don't think I have it in me to have, like, I would love the moments with a baby in my arms.
Mm-hmm.
I think,
but not a crying baby or a smelly baby,
but like,
or
a
coughing baby.
Moments. But then, like, there's so many moments where I think, like, I don't know if I have it in me because I'd be annoyed. I'd be like, this is really, really limiting.
So here's an analogy. You know when we get, and anybody gets this, somebody tells you something nice to make you feel good,
mm-hmm.
right? And then somebody else does it.
Like we do with you all the time.
Yeah, and then somebody else does it, and you get like 10 of them, mm-hmm. right? You're on a real roll.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is good. And then somebody tells you something bad.
Right.
And you focus on it. And you
always.
Focus on it, and you focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
Having a kid and having a baby is the exact opposite. 10 bad things can happen, but one little smile or giggle, or they hug you extra tight, or eye contact, thing, it makes you forget all the annoying things, all the tired days, and the vomit, and the cleaning up, and the dirty diapers.
But having kids is a young man's game.
That's what some friends, and I have some friends, like my friend Terry had he's my age, one of my best friends. He had a baby last year.
Yeah.
And I was always worried. I'm like, so late. He's like, No, it's fine. Like he says it might be, he might be better suited than he was when he was younger.
I don't disagree with that. I think
really?
Like,
because I don't know.
In being in a new, being in the relationship that I'm in now, I realized like how unfit I was to get married. Like, and like, it's advice I give to my kids. I'm like, but before you get married, like really think about getting married, like getting married early. You change so much from what, like I got married at, what was I, 25, right? I was 25, 26 when I got married, mm-hmm. which to me, looking back, is like, I knew nothing Nothing. We got married because it was like, yeah, well, we've been together a long time. We should probably get married. And we got married and we had a lot of problems. We had a lot of good times too. And having kids, it's like, because now that the beauty of what I'm in is that I've got now a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Right.
My girlfriend's kids. And I'm watching it and knowing, like, something that I would have, like, my blood would have boiled. I would have, and my face would have went beet red, and God damn it! And I would have got angry. Now I'm just like, yeah, that's how that goes. Right. You know, and like, and I'm involved with them, and right, they live with us, and I'm way more laid back about it. And part of it is probably because I've gone through it. And the other part is because I'm just older and way more relaxed and laid back and have a different look on things. But I kind of, your friend Terry, he might not be wrong. Like,
yeah, he made good points. And he's lucky too. His son is just perfect, right? Sleeps through the night.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as I know from Terry, Allie might have a different story, but yeah, he said he can't imagine when we were younger having a kid, but now he just feels way more capable.
I think the other problem with having a kid when you're young, and there's nothing like there's a lot of great that comes with it. Like, because let me tell you, when I go to pick up Mo from school, and she's 10. And I look at all the other parents. Mm-hmm. I'm that guy.
Right.
The older one.
I'm the older guy.
What up, Grandpa?
Yeah. But the thing about when you're younger is you're still kind of social. Like you were talking about, you don't want to go out anymore.
Yeah.
But when you were in your mid-20s, you liked going out. You liked doing things. You liked meeting people. You had fun in life, right? Mm-hmm. And keeping me at home from doing all the things that I like. And you lose a part of yourself. When you're older, you're like, oh, good. Got a reason not to go do anything.
Yeah, but the thing with like a lot of my friends that have kids, and I think I'm too selfish in some ways for a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
But like their weekends and weeks suck. Like they describe it, and like they describe it with a smile on their face, and like, oh, it's for the kid and whatever. But like there's got to be a part of you that like thinks this, like, I do not want to be watching this shitty ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's got to be a part of you, honestly.
For sure,
let's not lie to each other. And like, yeah, it's cute to see your kid accomplish something. Yeah. Sure, I'm not saying that it's not, and probably rewarding in some ways. But like, you give up your entire weekend to go to a cheerleading competition when they can barely do a somersault.
Yeah,
that's hard.
Yeah,
that takes real effort.
You really got to love your kid.
What do you do for that? No.
I do feel selfish a little bit.
Yeah, to some degree, right? I'm imagining.
Selfish is, never get selfish. Don't confuse selfish with selfful. Being selfish might be having kids because you want them, but you also want your own life. Like, just being selfful and being self-aware of what you want is not selfish. You don't want kids because you like you and you want to do things for you is the furthest thing from selfish. Being selfish would have kids and still try to do all of those things at the behest of the kids.
Mm.
And to your point, Dylan, I went to many cheer competitions.
Right.
And I can't think of one I enjoyed.
Exactly.
But I will tell you, and they structure it this way, these pricks. They have sessions, right? Dance recitals, cheer competitions, gymnastics.
Any sport.
But they have a session, right? So it's like, okay, from 2 p.m. until 4:15 p.m. is the second session. And you're like, oh, it looks like our daughter's cheer team is in the second session for 90 seconds.
Right.
But you have to sit and watch all of it because they adjudicate it afterwards.
Right.
So you got to sit through.
Well, they know.
And every other parent in there is sitting through your kid's thing and you're sitting through their kid's thing because you can't leave. And then when they come out for their 90 seconds, you hold your breath and you watch them and you hope because you know that they're either going to be
devastated?
Devastated or jubilant beyond compare. Mm-hmm. And if they're devastated, you're like, nah, damn it.
Then your day just got worse.
Now I gotta hug and say things are gonna get better. And But when they're jubilant, you're like, I don't have to do anything because they'll forget about this 2 minutes from now and ask for a song on our drive home.
Right.
You know? But it's awesome. You hold your breath and you hope. And then my son played football. He was terrible at it. Mm. And I got to be involved. I coached because I've coached football for a long time. So that was a little different. But like when your kids are involved in certain activities, you have to sit through a big chunk of stuff that has you have no connection to.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go and watch their game and then it's over. But when you're watching their game, be warned that a seven-year-old playing soccer is not like the soccer you watch on TV as a fan. It's pretty shitty. The hockey is pretty terrible.
Right.
The baseball can't even hit the ball. Like it's bad. But you don't notice it. I don't know. You don't notice it.
No,
you're just sitting there and you think everything's great. And then you become that parent. Sorry, Dylan, but then you become that parent that's like, oh, check out this. Look at him. Look at him in his uniform. Right. Look at him. And you're like, I don't have kids for a reason.
Right. Yeah, it's tough. I find that to be tough. And I love that my girlfriend's son doesn't have a sports bone in his body.
Yeah.
No.
God, I love it. Like it's the best because like we wake up on Saturday morning and like I'll make breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll like talk about like a Saturday Night Live perhaps, or we'll play a video game. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I can't imagine having to rush out the door though.
Oh my God. My friend Tim, all over the province right now. He is hockey dad 6-7 days a week.
I can't imagine enjoying this.
And I feel bad because I know he loves his son, but my God, that would be, that'd be so hard.
There's a break right now in hockey season. Like it just ended, but spring season is just around the corner. Mm-hmm. And Coral's son, he's quite a good hockey player. So he plays pretty competitive levels of hockey. So he's got like 1 month right now where it's awesome. Like I see him now.
Right.
And like we're all around and we don't have to rush to do anything. But once hockey season starts, it's like, okay, I got this and then you got this. Can you do this? I got to pick up this. I got to do all this. So I'm enjoying this month.
Right.
But before you know it, I'm picking up and I'm driving and I'm helping. And I'm just the stepdad.
Sure. Yeah. It takes a whole team.
It's tough. But you don't, I don't know. You just notice. You don't notice it. The hardest part for me was helping with homework.
Oh, God, I can't do it. I had to, Ashton came over the other night because Connor, he had some homework that had to do with like circuits and I just looked at it and I was like, well, that's out of my league. I don't know. How the hell are you supposed to know?
I'm certain that they're learning at a different level now because there's some things that I look at and I'm like, hey, what?
Just the access to information alone makes them smarter.
When my daughter showed me the math problems she's doing, now she's in high level math and blah, blah, blah. But when she showed me the math problems, I was like, are you kidding me?
Right.
That what? What are you talking about? And they do and she's in French immersion. So everything she does is in French as well. So I could never, the whole time both my kids were in French immersion, I could never help them. That's the one thing when people are like, hey, your kids were in French immersion, worth it? I'm like, it's the neatest thing to see my kids talk French to one another. Or when we went to Paris, my daughter helped translate, right? That's super cool. And you're very proud of them when you see it. But when it came to helping them with homework,
oh, great excuse, though.
Great excuse.
Oh, sorry.
But like, we'll just punch it into Google Translate. Do you know how long that takes?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do
AI it. AI might make it a little bit quicker. But anyway, so I don't consider it selfish if you guys don't want kids. Consider having kids because society tells you to, but you still want to maintain your own kind of sense of self. That's selfish.
But is there that part of you? Because there is always that part. I have a friend named Cody who always says, like, you got to have kids. He's one of those push kids on
people.
I have
a few people like that.
You got to have kids. The greatest thing you'll ever have in your life is kids. You got to have kids. And I'm like, I got a girlfriend that's got a son. Like, I got it covered. He's like, no. You got to have your own kids. It's a completely different process. He's like, that's great. That's wonderful. I'm not knocking that, but you got to have your own kids. Is there any part of you, Robbie, that like is fearful of Christmas at 68 years old?
No. FOMO.
Nope. That's the last thing I'm worried about.
Nope. Okay.
I'm not worried about that. And I know a lot, like people say that, like, well, who's going to take care of you when you're older? I wouldn't want my kids to take care of me.
Right. But what about visits? Like when it comes to Christmas time?
Well, yeah, and I've thought of that, but I also think like I spend a lot of time like, oh my God, I just want to be by myself in the mountains.
Right.
When I'm older, I think it's going to be, I just want people away from me. I'm not going to want people to come at me.
Right, less people.
But there is that. Like, I always felt the pressure because my grandpa on my dad's side had three boys.
Mm-hmm.
One passed away.
Yep.
Another one didn't have kids. My dad had four kids.
Right.
He only had one boy.
So the Gibson name dies with you.
Right. So my grandpa had these three boys. Oh, the Gibson name will be fine.
Yeah, everything's
and
okay.
It dies with me. And so I always felt this extreme pressure that I'm like, I've got to carry on the name.
Do any of your sisters hyphenate?
No, Kelty doesn't hyphenate. Tavery's divorced. They never hyphenated, so no Gibson.
No. But they do have
a blood niece, yeah. Sure. Macy. So there is some blood, but it's a Smith.
Is that the old-fashioned way of looking at it? Like
that
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, care. But it's something that you think about. Maybe
it's in my mind, and it's like we don't live on farms. Most of us, we don't need 10 kids to help run the farm, right? It just seems like an old way of thinking, but. There is something in me that's like, it'd be nice to pass the Gibson name along. And I know my parents
other people's will. There's a lot of Gibsons out there.
I know.
So it'll be okay.
It always was in my mind. And then I just like, if I was a giraffe, I'd have kids.
Why?
Because they can walk when they're born.
Okay.
Why has such an evolved species grown to have such useless babies?
Right, like diapers
they're
for 2
so
years.
They're useless for years and years. I don't understand.
They're not useless.
Well, they kind of are. If you left them in the woods, they're done.
They need your cares.
Right.
That's how you bond with them. That's how they get you, babies.
Right.
If you need to care for them for so long, that's why they're in our lives for so long. A giraffe or a deer has to walk away from its mom 25 minutes after being born.
It's brilliant. They're so capable. They are such capable species. But so that always scared me away.
I would never be that friend to push on you to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I would want you to have a baby, there's two reasons. Mm-hmm. One is that Coral wants somebody in her life to have a baby because she wants to hang around with a baby again.
Yeah.
And the other one was, I just want to hear about it. I want to sit back and hear about it and just go every little part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, everything I said is coming to you now.
Right.
But
I also think
Have one when you don't want one.
No, and see, that was always a fear of mine, being
don't
trapped.
Don't have one because your friends are telling you to have one.
Right. Remember that relationship I was in? She wanted to trap me for sure with a baby.
She got another guy, don't worry.
Couple.
Is there multiple dads?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. So, was that a question? Do you guys want kids? Yeah, that was a question.
Yeah.
I'll just close with this. I think, honestly, and this is I love animals so much, I think they could honestly take place of babies.
Oh, probably.
Right? Like, that fills my heart as much as...
There are a lot of couples that have...
Multiple...
Fur babies.
Yes.
Yes, of
many
course
animals,
you could do that.
And so I think that could fill our
Which
cups.
Janice does have, correct?
Yeah, she has two cats
and a
dog.
That was question three. Does Janice like animals? Okay, two cats
and a dog.
Oh, yeah,
she loves animals.
Okay.
She's got two really cute cats and her dog.
And you...
Why didn't she say he was cute?
Oh, she's going to get so mad at me.
Why? Is he gross?
No, he's not gross.
Your face is looking like he's
no!
gross.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe. He's...
What type of dog? Is he old and stinky or...
He's 10 years old.
Yeah. Okay.
He doesn't like me very much, I don't think. He doesn't... Our personalities don't match.
What does that mean? You I've never seen you around
like
an animal that you don't love.
It's just obvious.
He's jealous. He's pretty protective. He's jealous of you.
He might be jealous.
Yep. That's a dog thing for sure.
And he knows
this new guy. Is it a male dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's this new guy coming around?
Yes,
that's absolutely
it has
a thing.
To be.
Oh, it has. Yeah.
You know, he's excited when you first get there, and then he just wants nothing to do with
it. He watches you hump.
So that leads into question number four. What do you guys have the same animals while doing it policy?
No.
Okay.
But she wins.
Okay. So what's her policy? Totally fine.
Her policy is if you put the dog outside, it's just going to scratch and make noise and get in.
Yes.
So the dog just sits and watches?
So my policy is make a pillow wall.
So he's on one side.
Because he'll look. He's always looking.
Yeah, because he wants to see. Why is that one big?
Yeah.
He wonders why my tail's on backwards.
My fiance is totally comfortable with it, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Because I'll look over, and he'll be like looking. Like watching. And it feels like he's like, I know what you're doing.
Yes, he's judging.
And then I start thinking, like, does he know what I'm doing right now?
Yeah,
like,
of course he knows.
Does he know?
Yes.
Does he know what I'm doing?
Of course.
He's like, that's not a pillow. I don't know. But if we put him outside, he'll just scratch and want to get in.
Which is another issue with just how spoiled dogs can be.
Right.
Right. But it's obvious, like, her cats are so cute. So they're my buddies.
Do they watch?
No.
Yeah,
cats. Well, they
see, my cat would always, before we had our dog, my cat would always go like, you two. God, you just can't get a room and then just get it, walk away disgusted.
Right.
But the dog is like, and just with this puzzled look on his face, or just this like, it's not even puzzled because he's a bulldog. So it's like a dumb like, Like, I think he likes it. I think he likes watching it. I think he does. I don't know.
That's weird. But I got to get over that because it is just a dog looking. I would never even let my cat see me naked.
Yeah.
You didn't let your cat see you naked?
I don't know why. I don't know why.
What were you fearful of?
Thinking
it was a chew toy?
No, nothing like he was going to bite it off. I don't know what it is. It's eyes.
Just as long as there's eyes on you, you don't
If someone's watching, yeah.
So her dog likes her better than you, obviously, right? Like,
yeah, she loves her dog. He's cute. I don't want to bash Timmy, but...
Timmy.
His name's Timmy?
Little Timmy. But yeah, he's her cats for sure. So cute.
So our dog likes Coral way more than me, right?
Yeah, but isn't it Coral's dog? Like she,
she's the one that wanted him, right? But like, so he likes her way more than me. I mean, he likes me, but he's like he runs
story
to her
of your life.
Yeah, no, it is. So and we, as you know, get into things sometimes, right? And you know, it gets kind of interesting sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. When we're having our when we have the house free, we take advantage.
This
right?
weekend's gonna be weird.
Yeah, it's gonna get good. Nice. But so we get into some things. This is who we are. It's why I know that she's the one.
Okay.
He attacked me.
Because he thought what?
Yeah,
because
he thought
you were attacking her.
Yeah, well, because it was.
Or was
it?
Yeah, oh,
he just didn't like what
it's
was
protective.
Happening. Yeah, it was protective. He attacked. Our dog attacked me.
Like with teeth?
And that is a bulldog, like a passive, like. And started barking and barking and barking.
Really?
And like trying to grab my leg. And
did it ruin the mood?
Well.
You just pushed on through, eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not like he could do that much damage.
Yeah.
Because his heart would explode before anything happened.
Right? Yeah. I guess.
But it's
shocking, though.
So, like, when the dogs are in the room, they...
Yeah, that's weird.
It's uncomfortable to me, but it's not like a deal breaker. It's just like, okay, I got to put some pillows in the way here.
Okay. All right. So, that's the animal policy. How did you meet?
Met online.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had been
like a one-time meet or like a ghosted and met again.
Yeah. What was the intention behind this meet?
It was on a dating app.
Okay.
But apparently I was kind of flaky.
Oh, that's you though.
You've always been that way.
Especially
right?
on dating apps because you never know.
Yeah.
Right? You never know. And I was like, oh, she's really cute. I bet you she won't like. I immediately think.
Can't be real.
It's got to be a bot.
Okay. Right?
But then, it just kind of went from there. And
so did you like put it off for quite a while?
I did. And then I was like, you know what?
So like left unread or just messaged her here and there and sporadically?
I know I was spotty with the responses. And then I wasn't really chatting with anyone else. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go on this mountain trip. And when I come back, I'm going to focus and actually go ask her on a date and actually go out and
did
see.
Did you actually go on it? Because you hate first dates.
Oh, I hate first dates.
You hate going.
What was your first date?
We went to an Indian place and there was like nobody there and it was really good.
Okay.
And we talked for like 4 hours.
Wow. Did you
Was it all you can eat?
No.
Oh, there's nothing.
No, you can't do buffet on a first date. You can't do buffet on a first date.
Oh, okay.
So no. you stayed for 4 hours.
So
was that kind of like, I like being here. I like being around her.
It just
like right away.
Like whenever. Yeah. Cause we had 4 dates, I think. Where nothing like no hanky panky, nothing like that. Just because it was really busy. It was around Christmas time. We were both really busy. But we just get together and we would fly by and we would talk the whole time. And she talks a lot, which I'm used to.
Yeah. Oh. We prepped you for this.
She's a talker, but I was like, you know what? She doesn't, I'm not sick of it. It doesn't, I'm enjoying listening to her.
You're sick of us.
How much time in between the first and the second date?
I think we were like at a 2 a week for the first 2 weeks.
Okay.
So it'd be like a Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Friday kind of thing.
And you were were you feeling like excited you get to see her again?
Yeah, it was good. So I was like, okay, that's a good sign. I'm like, all these things are good.
The butterflies. Do you still get butterflies?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Right, yeah.
Right? So it's good. And so things just kept going and going. And then like Dylan is saying, something always happens, right? Where I'm like, oh, no.
Well, there was one person you were dating, and the guy in the basement played Call of Duty or something, and so you couldn't sleep over there.
Couldn't. It was brutal.
Right? Like, these little things that come up and knock you off a path.
I know that sounds so petty and pathetic.
I know, but it was the tenant in the basement, or...
Yeah, she was on the top floor, and the person in the unit below her would play Call of Duty at all hours of the night, but all you hear is the...
Right. like the bass from the gun.
So you just couldn't see her anymore, right?
I couldn't sleep, and it was that was doomed to fail in other ways too, though.
Sure, but I'm just saying there's always like a little something that would pop
yes,
up.
Yes, but everything here, I mean, it doesn't bug me. Like things,
which is it's a sign that you may have found your person.
Yeah. So I just take that as a great sign.
Here's a two-parter.
Okay. What number are we on?
This will be number 6.
Okay.
Out of 10. When did you know, not when were you, but when did you know you wanted to be exclusive with her? How long into the, from the first date? When you were like, I really like this person, and I think this can go somewhere I want to be exclusive.
Well, I think, like, it just started getting more and more because, you know, you go on a date. And if I didn't feel it, I'd be like, okay, I'm...
Was there a conversation about being exclusive, or did it just...
Not for a little while.
Naturally evolve.
But for me, I'm like, okay, you go on one date. If it's not there, it's not there. I don't think it's good to force things.
Did either of you go on any other dates while you...
No, I never went on a... So there was never saw anyone or flirted with anyone after we started... Okay. After the first date.
Did you know how much she knew about you? Like you're somebody that is easily Googleable, or follow along. There's stories from the last 20 years of your life available online. Did she know a lot about you, or did she?
She didn't tell me right away, but she did say, "Yeah, I've listened." So okay. She had
an idea of who you were and your personality, and she obviously enjoyed that.
Yeah, there was parts of that there. Yeah, okay. She knew more. Well, of course, way more about me than I knew about her.
Mm-hmm.
And you both feel at kind of the timing was the same. Like you both felt like this is somebody special. Cause we get the feel, like it's only 4 months, but we do get the feeling like this is somebody special for you, right? You've just been more.
Well, yeah. Cause yeah,
we've seen past relationships where, you know, by month 2,
you're frustrated. Something,
you're like, I gotta go do this, guys. Right, I don't think I can make it work. But this one's just been like, and the way you just, when you speak of her, either on the air or off the air, it's just, it's got this kind of glow to it. It's got this kind of like,
what you would want.
There's a connection. You know, because like friendship plus romance equals perfect. And it's like there's a friendship and a healthy respect and you enjoy her presence. She's not just someone in your life. She's someone very special in your life, it feels like.
Oh, I think I know when I can now, going back to your last question, when did you realize that? Mm-hmm. I think it was when like, because you're dating, right? And you're kind of like on good behavior. And then things were kind of progressing. And then all of a sudden, you know what? Okay. I said something so inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just made the most inappropriate. I could never say it. I'd get canceled. Like it was just so, but the timing was perfect.
Yep.
And she just laughed and laughed and laughed. And I was kind of nervous to be that kind of person around her. Not to be like offensive.
I love when you realize the true sense of humor of your partner. When you don't have to be on your best politically correct behavior. And you can just let something out and you're like, oh, okay, cool. They don't get offended as easily as I was worried.
And it makes her laugh. So I felt more like I could be myself. And then it just opened up from there. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and then it's just, you test the boundaries, and then you go like, that's where the line is.
Like being inappropriate is just fun, right?
Right.
Like, so that kind of, that's nice.
Right. Is she quirky, weird? Like, would we be surprised by her? Would it be like, oh, yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, Robbie is to taxidermy as Janice is to...
No, she doesn't got anything weird.
No, she doesn't have anything weird like that.
Okay.
She's very...
Is she mature?
Yeah.
Is she more mature than you?
She's divorced, so she's been through stuff. Okay. She knows. She's been there. She's, you know, we've all had
more
our...
More mature than him? Like, what the hell kind of question is that?
Of course she's more mature than me.
Everyone's more mature.
But we've all had our traumas and stuff, and we've grown, and we're...
Have you shared some of the deep and the dark with Janice?
Oh,
you
have? Sure.
More than anybody else?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good place to be, right?
Yeah. So, we're good in that sense. Open and honest. I'm just trying to think of what... No, she's not weird in any strange Because people say taxidermy is like serial killer stuff.
Well, yeah, because people always ask about you. And when describing you, I always will say, like, you're one of the greatest people on the planet. And but you're so uniquely weird. And people sometimes will be like, well, what does that mean? Like, Robbie is just so himself.
Interesting. I always use the word interesting.
Yeah, like, he's just like, he is different than anyone I have met. And it's the most lovely thing in the world because it is genuinely someone that's not trying to fit in.
Interesting are like the best ways to describe Robbie.
Right.
It's a very hard combination to pull off.
And it's just so great because it's just like, there's so many people that spend their life trying to fit in and trying not to be seen and trying to be like everybody
else.
And
I couldn't care less.
Right. And so that's what makes you so uniquely weird, but awesome. And I always said, like, somebody's going to be lucky that understands Robbie and that gets Robbie and that can mesh with Robbie. I don't know who that person will be, though. And I've always said that. And I've you should set my friend up with Robbie. I'm like, no, I shouldn't.
Never.
I should not do that. Let Robbie do his thing his way. But yeah, someone's going to be lucky.
Right. I appreciate that. Yeah, setups never worked for me. It just... Because people... You guys know me. But other people don't. They're like, oh, I heard you. Like, they just...
They hear something on the air and they're like, you're perfect for it.
Robbie's fun and quirky. He must love going partying and he must love going doing this. Like, right. They just get the wrong impression of me sometimes where it never worked out.
No.
Getting set up.
Has your relationship with her brought out the best in you with regard to, and we're all insecure in our own ways. And, you know, there's a very, very slippery slope in, like, loving somebody or needing the love from somebody to validate you or loving yourself so that you have love to give to other people, right? And a lot of people, that was my problem in my first marriage, is and probably my serious relationships since then, was I always needed their love to fill my bucket. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until this one that I realized it's like, oh no, if you can love yourself, giving love is the true reward.
I thought I tried to tell you this
years ago. You did, and I didn't listen to you.
Okay.
Because I didn't know how to do it. And then I kind of slowly figured out how real that was. And when you're able to do that, you're also able to see your insecurities, or like you said, everybody has trauma or any of those, you know, dark places or unusual places that are so uniquely yours. You're able to kind of see them for what they are and attack them or battle them or I guess, like, what would the word be? Lessen their effect on you. And being in love or being in a relationship, not to put words in your mouth, Robbie, can do that. Her presence and your relationship with her helped you realize your insecurities that you have and your darknesses aren't as severe as and they don't affect you and your day to day and they don't permeate the way they once did. There's less of a weight on you from your...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that's just going to be dating in general where, someone actually likes me?
Yeah.
They actually will say, I thought this would turn them off. I thought, oh.
But even that statement, right? Oh my God, somebody actually likes me? That's a highlight of your insecurities.
Sure. 100%. I've been, and I think it just...
Whereas, like, does she make you feel like, you know, like, yeah, you know what? I am a likable person as opposed to, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't focus on that stuff as much anymore. It's not like I don't wake up on a Saturday like,
I've noticed that about you, though, is that you're not as, you're not as, what's the right word? Like, it's not down or
pessimistic
or
skeptical. It's almost like I was caught up. I was way too, it took up too much of my mental bandwidth.
Yeah.
Thinking of these things. And you're always, like, it's always in my mind, oh, I'm single today. You're like sitting there scrolling dating apps and it's like, wasting time, doom
job
scrolling.
Job interviewing, and doom scrolling is a good way to look at it. Yeah.
Every scroll makes you feel worse about yourself because, I have nobody, and when is this going to end?
They didn't like me or whatever.
What am I going to do? And it's always in my mind.
I couldn't imagine. What? If I was ever single again, I would never go on a dating app. It would just put me right back to that place of insecurities. But I like that girl. Why come she didn't like me back?
You'd like show up at their house.
Yeah.
Here's a good question.
All right, let's see.
Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, and I think this is the sign of meeting somebody that is special, no matter who you are and what time you do it in your life, but can you be authentically yourself?
Mm.
Because that breakthrough in a relationship is the greatest thing you can have, because when you're no longer trying to act, or when you're no longer trying to, and I don't want to say not trying to impress, because I still think you're trying to impress, but when you can show up as yourself comfortably, what a dream.
The only thing better, and I'll piggyback on that because you're 100% right, but it's also, are you realizing now what authentically you is?
Yeah.
Are you seeing yourself in a different way and going like, oh, yeah, this is who I am.
Mm.
And I like being this person.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have to suppress anything, which is a good thing. So I feel like, I am myself. I think, yeah, for the most part, there's always going to be things.
It's a hard way to describe that because it's not like, are you not putting on an act? You know, you're, of course, you're not putting on an act. It's just the being so comfortable, but not comfortable like I can, you know, hum and talk to myself and do all that. Like that's being you. But there's a different like being you and like still holding on to your values and what's important to you within the relationship. And
yeah, I mean, like for me, I guess what kind of happened in my relationship was just these little subtle things would pop out. And when they would pop out, I recognize them for like, oh wow, that's actually really neat. Like and as little as like having a shower in front of her, because like we don't have a door on the bathroom, but like the shower is a private place for me, and it always has been, and not because I'm doing anything weird in the shower, but it's just like that's kind of my time, and like someone looking at you in the shower, that's your most vulnerable. The lights are on, and you're like all your angles are out, and your body hair, everything's there. But to be able to just jump in the shower and not even think about like, oh my god, is she gonna look at me? Oh my god, like are things trimmed?
So
oh
comfortable. Like, you're right, talking about comfort.
But to have that was like one of those steps that I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Or to be able to watch a show you like and just like immerse yourself, even if it's a geeky show, or listen to a song that you're like, oh, that's an embarrassing song. I wouldn't want someone to know that I like that song. But then like just be able to do everything that you would normally do and have someone else there, and they don't even blink an eye.
Hmm.
And that to me is pretty neat.
Yeah, that's good.
Like that I love when I can jump in a shower fully naked and not even think like, oh, am I being judged? Is she looking? Is this gross? I don't like. I don't even think about that. I just like jump in a shower, or oh, I'm gonna watch my show, and you know what? My show is not maybe it's not a popular show, but like I watch it. She knows I watch it. We laugh about it. Whatever.
Yeah.
For the most part, I still bathroom like shower's fine. Like all that's good. The pooping.
I'm not
close the door when you're pooping.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The worst.
I don't know why
don't
you
know
want
why.
To do
Everybody's
that.
Everybody's so against it.
Because.
No, it's just, there's no need to have that sort of, there's no need to share that moment.
No, there's certain things that you just can do yourself. And that would be one.
I know, I do it too.
Why? She doesn't.
She doesn't want to come in.
Oh, good.
When you're pooping.
Yeah.
Of course.
She's like, oh, you're in there. I just need something real quick. I'm like, yeah, come on in. She's like, I'll get it later.
Right.
Oh, yeah, well, you don't want to come in that? There later. You're missing the best part.
No, So I think, I have not had to, like, we'll spend a weekend together. I'm like, I got to do everything I wanted to do.
Yeah,
and
see,
I'll give you a Sunday to yourself. It's like, I don't need it. I did everything I was going to do.
I still struggle prioritizing me in certain spots. Like, I'm going to get home today, and it's spring break, and she's a teacher, and she'll probably be there. And I love that she's there. And I will, even though I'm like, oh, there's this, and I want to do these things, when she's there, I want to be around her, which is a testament to how much I care about her. But I'm not, I find like I get guilty if I'm like, okay, I got to work on this or do this thing or do this other thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I put that aside more than I would like to, but it's not her fault. It's my fault for wanting, I want the best of both worlds, and I choose her world because I like being in her world.
Mm.
That's pretty fucking sweet, that right there. Nice. So Robbie, you've got that comfort level. You can speak freely for about your needs and wants being met. And
the
your
fact
own
that he
personal.
Said that he had a Sunday and he got everything accomplished, she was going to give him a Sunday. Like that's
well, she's
a great
always
sign.
Saying that. Like this last week, she's like, I'll get out of your hair.
Does she feel the same, or is that her message
well,
of being
said,
like she wants her
you
own?
You miss your dog, right, don't right, you? Right, yeah. Or something? Say no. She's like, I know I can be, or I forget exactly what she said, but I'm like, I got to do, what do you mean? We went to the thrift shop? we did all this
stuff.
Does
she like thrifting? Does she like Robbie activities?
She does.
Is she learning Robbie activities, or has she always done it? Like, you love being outside. Is she outdoorsy? Would she go camping with you, or would you rather her not go camping with you and you have that to yourself?
No, there are camping, there's ones that I'd let her come, but it would just be way out of her league.
Okay.
That she wouldn't want to do. But no, I'd definitely go camping.
But does she like that stuff?
I don't think she like loves it, but she's not opposed to it. She's done it before. She has camping stuff.
Yeah, I think those things, right? Oh, he's outdoorsy. She's this. She's that. We have so much in common. I think it's important to have stuff not in common as well. Like it's super important to have
and
that.
And I don't mind like the hiking for me. It's like I can't wait to go hiking this summer. She might come on one or two smaller ones, right? But for the most part, that's going to be what the guys do. We go and we are gross on purpose, right? We poop in holes in the woods.
Right.
Not a lot of people want to go and do that.
Where is her girl's trip? She's left on a girl's trip today.
Just to somewhere in BC, just to some hot springs.
Oh, okay.
Just a bunch of friends getting together, getting out of town.
Yeah, it's important like to have your things for two reasons. One is you don't like that sense of self. You don't lose those things that are important to you. Mm-hmm. And it's also if they do take an interest in it, right? You get to show somebody else what you love and almost learn why you love it all over again while you're introducing it to somebody.
I wish my girlfriend was interested in some of my things.
I know what she things must are you be. Interested in.
No, like any of my geeky things. Like I like home automation. So I'm getting all my home automated, and the lights are all on a system that at a certain time they all turn out. And I'm like,
oh, I see.
I'm bringing it to her, right?
Yeah, I'm the same.
I'm like, hey, babe, you got to see this. And every time your eyes glaze over.
I was watching 1982's Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan last night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's really good. You should watch it. And she was like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's like, it's cool. It's more intellectual than it is sci-fi. And she's like, I'm not watching that one. Oh, okay, fine.
That came up before she was born.
I know.
Jesus.
That hurts. We found a chess together.
Okay,
so what do you guys have together?
What do we have together?
So you got mountain climbing, she's got golf, right? What do you have together? Like, have you found a thing that you're like, oh, you both plan to do this? My ex-wife and her husband, pickleball. They love pickleball together. What do you have together?
We went to pickleball. We like that.
Yeah.
I think we should do that more often. We have our little gym dates.
Okay.
And Saturdays.
So she's into fitness as well. She is as like strict as you are? Like, your diet is pretty restricted and you like it that way.
Yeah, is that bothersome to her? Like, dating you could be tough for some people based on the strictness and the regime that you have that is like, it doesn't make sense to anyone but you.
I think she gets it. She just knows if I do exercise, I eat more.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If it's a kind of a sedentary day, I don't have to eat as much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that hard to understand. It's just kind of.
Does she adopt the same principles or is she on her
own? She doesn't eat as much.
But it can be really tough though, like if you're dating somebody and like they're a foodie and she wants to go out for food and you're just like, well, not today or whatever.
Or her love language is baking cookies.
Right.
Right, which I would never eat.
Right. So like does that get in the way?
No, because we just kind of adapt. Like I'm not a huge fan of going out for big expensive dinners because I feel like why not just instead of going there, buy the
and do it together.
The device that you need, like salad rolls, she made last weekend.
Mm.
But the salad roll device and all, and it was just like so good. But it was just to me, it's better than going out. Would it be a challenge for her though? I don't know because she's also a vegetarian. Only eats sea animals.
Oh, okay,
not land animals. But it doesn't bother her that I eat meat.
Okay.
So I think she's always worried that her diet is...
Yeah, that could be tough.
...is bugging me, but it doesn't bug me at all because everything she eats, I eat. And if we have like a little seafood bake, I'm like, yeah, I'd love that. That's great.
Right.
Only eats sea animals is a weird way to say it.
What is that?
All I can picture is her just taking a chunk out of a dolphin.
What is it, a pescatarian?
Pescatarian.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, look at this starfish sandwich I made.
It is. All
right. But like, she'll have eggs and stuff, so it hasn't been that.
Well, that's not a sea animal.
Yeah.
No, I know, but like there's eggs and sea animals.
Oh, okay.
But not land animals like pigs, cows, chickens.
For social reasons, for ethical reasons, for dietary reasons, or just because she doesn't like the taste.
It grosses her out.
That's like, very much like my daughter. She doesn't do it for anything other than she just hates the taste of meat.
Yeah, it's the texture. It's a lot of things. Like something in her mind, she can't, which it's totally cool. It doesn't bug me at all. But that hasn't been an issue.
Okay.
But she's not quite as stringent, but she loves, we've had our sauna dates every Saturday for the last few Saturdays. Oh, like stuff like that. We do enjoy being active and having a healthy lifestyle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number eight.
Oh, wow.
Have you farted in front of her?
I farted in front of her at the gym.
Okay.
I was doing
a heavy weight.
What was I doing?
Squatting.
Yeah, it came right up. Whoa! Sorry.
Okay.
But she tooted in front of me.
And that was, so that welcome to question nine. Has she farted in front of you?
Really?
The first night.
Accidentally or intentionally? Oh, it sounded the first night.
I don't know if she remembers this, but okay. I do.
Uh-huh. You haven't brought it up?
I don't know. I had to bring it up. It was hard to miss.
Was she half asleep or?
She might have been a little bit. It didn't bug me at all. I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's out of the way.
Right?
You said
just,
that?
No. It was just in my mind. I'm like, oh.
So it hasn't been acknowledged.
Well, both of you would have known.
I don't know if she remembers this. I was laying there and it came out and then I didn't say anything.
Was it the ears or the nose that detected it?
The ears.
Okay.
But then I just lay there like quietly and I just saw her hand go to her face like, oh. And I just like squeezed her. I'm like, ah, it's all good. And that's all it was. So it was fine.
Right.
So it's not a huge deal.
Well, that's good to get it out first day.
Yeah.
So now, have there been more?
Well, no. I really try not to.
Yeah, but there's not a dread of it because you know that it's not the end of the world.
There's no dread. It doesn't bug me. I don't think
that's a comfortable place to be is when that's done. Although my girlfriend might disagree with that.
Yeah,
so I'm not ever going to use them as weapons or anything like that.
What do you mean? Like a Dutch oven?
if you're like arguing about something, just using it as
who's got that ability?
I don't know.
Wait, hold on. I'm envisioning Robbie when they're arguing. He goes, "Oh yeah," and turns around and farts. You just mean, "Oh yeah," you farted in front of me. What do you mean as a weapon?
The prior.
What?
I'm sure guys use it as a weapon in some ways.
I would imagine it would de-escalate any sort of issue, wouldn't it? Like if you fart in the middle of an argument, you would laugh, wouldn't you?
I'm not going
to
use it.
Well, here's what I have to say about that.
No. I'm still going to do my best to not to hold it in. And, you know, it's just, I think I always will.
Really?
All right. Yeah. Number 10, the last one. Remember, you can say pass on any of these. Are you in love?
That's hard.
Has the word
they
come
haven't
up.
Said it clearly.
No, we haven't said it.
Okay.
That's but it. I mean, leave it like there. People love each other. It's weird before you say it.
Oh yeah,
you can, like love things about them. I think you just got to really think about it.
You're feeling something felt
strong
before.
Feelings.
Yeah.
But
okay, all right.
No, it's not at that stage yet.
What are the?
Hey, that was the end of your question.
First three. Okay, bonus question. What are the top three? The first thing that attracted you to her was you can be as shallow as you want here. Or anything else, she said something and you're like, I like this girl. Or she walked through the door and you looked at, and you're like, wow, she's beautiful. What was the first thing that grabbed your attention?
She was really cute.
Okay.
And you never know when you meet somebody.
What
you're like,
part was cute? Just like the whole package. But what physical feature were you drawn to first?
Her little head.
She's got a little head.
So cute. Like, because you never know. And then when you see
don't say little head. Now she's going to be little head Janice for the rest of the time.
Pepper's going to
just.
It's cute.
Just this cute little head?
She was just really cute when she walked in the restaurant. I was like, oh, she's really cute. And you never know when you meet somebody. And I try not to be shallow because I am so insecure. And looks aren't everything, but it's like, oh.
Well, you know, when they walk in the room, you're going to notice, before they say hi or anything, you're going to notice something.
Right, but you know, you've never online dated, so you don't know what it's like to chat with somebody for weeks on end, build up this image in your head about them,
and then when
and
you
then
see
meet
them,
you're like, ooh, that is not what I've been thinking these last 2 weeks.
Right.
And it ends right there.
What's more often in online dating? That the, I wasn't expecting that.
Yes.
Like the disappointment or the, oh, pleasant surprise?
Disappointment.
Disappointment, because way more than pleasant surprise.
You can make a good picture and a good angle on anybody. And everybody, and I'm not knocking anyone for doing it because we all do it, puts up the best picture.
Of yourself, yeah.
Of yourself and the best angle.
Pause game. Here's an idea.
Yeah?
Hear me out. Remember, Dylan, you invented Tinder before Tinder came out?
Sure.
You had the idea of swiping right. It was almost like they were listening to you.
Yes.
And then they invented Tinder. Here we go. Tinder 2.
Yeah.
Pause game.
Yeah.
Listen to this idea. We'll get back to that, Robbie. A dating app where your profile, you can only post, you have to post your best picture and your worst picture.
Oh. There is an app called Be Real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of along that lines where it's like a social media app where you have to, like it's got like a timer and you have to take the picture at that time, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you take a picture of what's in front of you and of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's no getting out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like...
And then it's locked in and
right,
that's your picture.
Right, that's your picture. You got to go for that hour or for that day or whatever it is. And you have to just post your Be Real.
And that's a good idea.
Right. It's neat because it's not as hidden and filtered. You don't filter it or anything like that. But yeah, I like the idea of your best and your worst. So but no one wants to put it forward.
Physical feature that you noticed first was her little bobblehead.
Yeah.
The personality quirk that you can't get enough of.
Personality quirk like...
Oh, she's so... I love when you do that.
Oh, she wiggles.
She wiggles?
When she's happy.
You wiggle when you're happy.
Yeah.
You've always wiggled when you're happy. Look at him wiggle right now.
He's wiggling.
She wiggles when she's happy.
Yeah, it's cute. It's really cute.
Okay. That's all I got.
That was the bonus question.
I'm trying to think of a third
one. This is
your
chance.
This is our chance.
I haven't vetoed anything yet.
No, this has been good.
What's her favorite thing about you?
What's your favorite?
Have you had those like, I love you so much because you're, and I love, oh, this is the best. Oh, I've never been so happy in my life, blah, blah, blah. You're so this, you're so that. What does she say?
I don't know what her favorite thing would be. How do you choose?
Okay.
No, but I don't know. She loves, she steals my warmth all the time.
Okay.
But that's just common with any.
She cuddles to you, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Snuggles right up. Very cold all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think any guy's going to be warm. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to ask her.
That's fishing for compliments. You can't ask her.
I know. I don't know. She's.
What is the best thing about me?
I don't know. That's a hard thing to ask me because I don't know. I don't know what's good about me.
Yeah, that's fair.
That insecurity's still there.
Yeah,
she's doing a good job, but she's a lot of work to do, Janice.
Yeah.
Good luck to you guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's cute. She's really nice. And yeah, I'll let you guys meet her one day.
One day. Don't whenever you're
There's
ready.
There's no pressure. We're just kind of going with the flow. And yeah, it's been really nice.
I'll be doing a Oilers playoff deck party again, Robbie.
Oh, I'm sure she'd come to that.
Yeah, she would.
There you go. I'm not going to.
I know you won't come. You hate things. All right. All right, we've learned a lot here.
Thank you.
Ask Robbie. Ask us anything. You could submit any questions you might have via emailing us, text us on the live show, Instagram. You can get Robbie, Dylan, or myself on Instagram. And just, hey, I'd love for you guys to talk about this or answer this question. We'd be happy to do it every Wednesday. All right?
You got it.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, Petunia.
Heifer and Dylan. On KISS.